3, 2, 1. In early 1961, President Eisenhower warned of the growth of the military-industrial complex. Over the years, the military-industrial complex has, for better or worse, become an integral part of American society, but one that has little impact on the day-to-day life of individual citizens. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said of a new alliance that has developed over the last 20 years, the surveillance society, characterized by the merger of surveillance activities formerly conducted by the government and privately owned internet companies. One of the hallmarks of the American experience has been the idea of free enterprise. Companies can do what they want within certain limits, usually outlined by law passed by Congress. We call this regulation in the public interest. So what happens when companies such as Google, Facebook, and others exceed what we normally consider to be the proper role of free enterprise? What are our options when these companies take our data and information and then use it for their own purposes? What happens, even worse, when these companies start making political decisions formerly reserved for the government, specifically the court system? Interestingly, it was almost about 60 years ago when the House Un-American Activities Committee, HUAC, launched a series of investigations predicated on the idea of guilty until proven innocent and guilt by association. Dozens of actors, writers, and teachers lost their jobs because what they thought didn't fit the orthodoxy of unelected business and industry leaders. Surveillance, if used at all, should be conducted by the government with an eye towards prosecution, not a function of social media with an eye towards maximizing profits at the expense of personal liberty. I'm Larry Burris.